Hi, welcome to Outright TV, our weekly podcast and YouTube video that we talk with queer people around the globe about what's been happening, staying in quarantine, and now in Pride Month. I'm Louisa. I'm a UN program officer here at Outright Action International, and today I have a very special interviewee. This is Roberto Cubero. Hi, Roberto.
Hi, Louisa. How are you?
I'm great. I'm better to be with you. Roberto's a really good friend of mine, and I can say he's like one of the best dancers in the world, and he's very happy, and he can make friends anywhere by telling the exact same story several times. But I'm going to let him introduce himself and tell you all what he's been doing.
As Luisa said, we have known each other like for several years. And I have been working in human rights and LGBTI issues and cases for more than 10 years. And all the story began with in the Inter-American Commission of Human Rights, where I met Luisa. That was the place where I started like doing research, but hiding myself, trying to got a lot of cases that were related with sexual diversity. And Luisa was there, and I don't think that I'm a really good dancer. The thing is that I'm Mexican and I was dancing in the USA. So if you may like any move and you're Latino and it's a reggaeton song, people is going to be like, oh my God, you're the great dancer that I have ever seen. But that's me, that's Roberto, really passionate about human rights, and I believe in same rights for everyone.
That's great. And I know you have some plans for Pride and a new platform that I'm very excited about. Would you like to tell our viewers about it?
Of course, yes. For the first time in more than 40 years in Mexico City, the Pride in the city have been suspended. So it's going to be digital. So it's a new dynamic that we have been like dealing with since we start this pandemic, that everything, every event, every interview is in a digital platform. And now we're going to see how this is going to work, how all these efforts of NGOs, civil society, activists, companies, etc. We are going to make this work in this digital platform. But the thing and the important thing is that we do not suspend completely this super special date for our population. And during the pandemic, we start thinking, we ask, somos queer, we are queer. We start thinking how we can share queer stories, how we can amplify queer voices, how we can give an space to any queer person to share their story, and do not need to be an activist story, do not need to be like a human rights story. Needs to be like a story coming from a queer person. And the idea of this platform is that we make this a space to celebrate the diversity and show to Mexico and the world all the richness that we have as queer people.
This is very cool. I am very excited for the platform to come out, and I'm already following them on Instagram, so you can all follow them on Instagram as well. And other than the platform and like living with coronavirus and you know, being away from our communities and trying to figure out a way to live and not be crazy in this times. How are things going over there?
It is super difficult because, as you know, in Mexico City, we are a lot of people. We are more than 20 million people. So it's really difficult because the situation of Mexico City is completely different to the rest of our country. So we are like in our little apartment. We are like not allowed to go out, only if it's like for elemental things like buy the grocery or go to the hospital or go to the pharmacy. So people is reinvented themselves. And I think that the positive thing that we have in this pandemic is how universal and more equal, because I'm not going to say completely equal because not everyone have access to internet, but how things or conference or projects that usually were shared only with a small group of people or in a specific region or place now can be like can be global. So I think that is happening with everything. I start my day with my workout, but the workout is coming from an Instagram account that is recorded in Miami, and then is people from South Africa saying hi to the coach, and then you realize that everyone in the world is doing the same workout, and sometimes you don't, people that do not speak that language is like doing just the workout. And also I think that for me was really special because I refound and all the things that make me as Roberto, as the passion person that I am, that is like to refocus and put more energy in LGBTI issues, in the topic, to push more the situations that we see that are happening in the world, in our country. It try to put people together via digital spaces, via digital platforms. But of course, I really, really need to go out to a party and dance, or I don't know, I need human contact.
I think we all need human contact by now. Even I, who do not enjoy so much human contact, even I need human contact right now. Do you have any like last messages to our viewers other than like following you and seeing all the amazing workouts that he does and great photos, great hair, you know, new platform? Do you have any like last message for everyone?
Well, my last message is use this time and this use this experience historical that happened to us to break our circle, the things that we usually talking, for example, in Instagram, things that we follow, try to research new things, try to find these new stories, trying to look for new things and follow also where your passion is. I think that this experience and forced opportunity to be in only one place allow us to focus in what is inside of us, in what is our passion, where we want to go. And I think that I know that it's a cliche, but it's take all this that we are learning and the things that we really want to do or things that we really want to change and apply them when we go out to this new normal that everyone is talking about, but being like really authentic and not caring about what everyone is going to say and sharing your stories, sharing your queer experience, queer voice, and amplifying them. And that's why the platform Somos Queer was created.
This is wonderful. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. And thank you everyone for watching from Outright TV. You're gonna hear from my colleagues in the next episodes. I'm Louisa, and thank you everyone for watching.
Thank you very much. Ciao, everyone.